Hep, two, three, four. Hep, two, three, four. Spring has sprung. It's time to march for meals. Once again, I'm talking with Kathy Romaine. We're over at the K&I Senior Center because a lot of fun is coming up in March, or no, in April, Friday. It's going to be Friday, and you're going to be able to be shaken and not stirred, or stirred with a lot of fun while shaking it up over at the K&I Senior Center as we raise funds for the March for Meals, which isn't in March, it's in April, right, Kathy?
It is in April because Easter fell on the last weekend of March this year, and school break was a couple of weeks before. We decided to push it to April 5th this year.
So Easter fell rather than rising.
Well,
now that's contradictory to the whole Easter message, I hear.
You started this one.
I started it. Okay. So March for Meals has been going on for quite a while, but different theme each year. What made you come up with the 007?
Last year we had so much fun. We did the Kentucky Derby theme. People like to dress up. We've noticed that different themes, we don't have a whole lot of events in our area that celebrate those things. So we thought, okay, this year we'll do a James Bond theme, and we have had a ball with it. It's going to be very elegant decorations, lots of costumes coming out. We're going to have a costume contest and so on and so forth. So just fun times all the way around.
It is fun, but it's also very serious, Kathy, as we've talked every year about the March for Meals and what that means to the people who are maybe homebound.
That's correct. We have the Senior Center, K&I Senior Center, serves 35 to 40,000 meals between in-dining here and home-delivered meals through the year. And there's a significant portion. We get a grant to help cover some of the cost on that, and then folks contribute toward that. There's a lot of folks that can't contribute toward that. And so we raise money for scholarship meals. So folks can come in, they can say, I want to pay for a month's worth of meals for a senior. And this is a big part of our March for Meals effort.
And, you know, having ridden along with some of your March for Meals and realizing that it's not just the food, but it's that visit daily that is, I think, maybe just as nourishing as the very food that you take, because it's always done with a smile. And maybe the person doesn't have anything else to look forward to but that daily visit.
I have to tell you, it is. We have a lot of our seniors in our we put out a survey at the end of every year, around this time of every year, and the people that will comment that they'll say, I look forward to that visit every day. It's like clockwork. I get a hot meal that I normally wouldn't have gotten, and sometimes that is the only person they see throughout their day. That makes a big difference.
As you know, we have a very generous community that loves to have fun as well as support these type of things, but space is limited over here. Have you sold your tickets out yet?
We are about 80% sold, so we have roughly 40 tickets left, and we may add to that a little bit if we need to. So we're selling out very quickly. It was a big event this year. So
can people listening to the interview, can they pick up a phone and order a ticket and register online?
They can. They can just come on in and call the Senior Center. Matter of fact, if you want to donate toward this event, you can call the Senior Center and do your donation over the phone. You can also purchase a ticket over the phone. Just give us a call. We can do that online as well.
And tickets are only $50?
Tickets are $50.
Wow, that's the dinner and everything.
That is a prime rib dinner. Absolutely. Hors d'oeuvre, beautiful dinner. And then they can buy a piece of pie on the side if they want to do that.
Sounds more like a bargain than a fundraiser to me.
It is a good bargain. It is a good bargain.
And there are going to be auction items.
There'll be silent auction items, a big table full of that. We are known for the balloon prizes that we give. And this year we've kind of changed it up a little bit. And we have black tie gifts that we're doing, black tie envelopes. And then we also have the pie auction, which is, there's those pies, lemon meringue. Brand especially can go upward to $2,000. So there's very competitive bidding for those pies.
No lemon in that pie, that's
for sure. No, 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 no.
What time does it all get underway, Kathy?
So the country store, which is part of our crafters group here, they have a wonderful country store. They make things all year for this. That starts at 5, and the Senior Center dining room will be open at 5:30, and you can come in, have a drink, get hors d'oeuvres, and dinner. Dinner's probably going to be about 7.
Okay, so get your tickets today. Don't count on there being tickets available at the door, right, Kathy?
That's correct. No tickets will be available at the door. You can have your tickets held to pick up at the door, but we're not counting on any tickets being available at that. So we pushed that from the beginning that we sell out every year, and we limit it to 125.
Kathy, you do such a good job. And the people here love you so much. And it makes it so fun to have these kind of activities. You're looking forward to this event?
I am absolutely. Absolutely. It's called License to Give, a James Bond fundraiser.
Kathy Romaine is the executive director of the Kenai Senior Center. And I'm Meryl Sikorsky, returning you to that gold finger sound of KSRM.